Yo, there we go.
What's good?
I ain't even from New York. I shouldn't be doing that shit.
I know, because you know John, he would feel some type of way if he had to do that.
Oh, really? He has a thing for that type of situation. People doing things no. They're not from the region.
No. But that's just what he do.
Oh, okay. Now I feel you. I got you. Yeah, but I mean, it's hard not to, because you hear it everywhere. And then it's just like a common thing. After a while, you see it on the internet all the time. And then after a while, you just like, shit, I want to say it. It's kind of cool. You know?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to care. Babe, do you care when people say,
I'm sorry, yo, I'm crying. I'm crying.
What the fuck is this nigga like, talking about?
Come on, you know? I don't know.
What are you crying for?
It's a wash nigga holiday. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let y'all know it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. What happened in the wash community today? Speak to the people.
I got a $1.5 million back in taxes.
Oh, shit. That's the benefit of having 38 kids. I hear you, my G.
Right?
They just started processing them IRS.
Exactly. Meanwhile, me and Jeremy, you know, we ain't getting shit back.
Hell no, nah, nigga. I'll be lucky to break even on my shit.
Yeah, I'll sell y'all kid next year. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
I just need the bread. I ain't trying to be on no daycare shit, though. Don't hit me up.
Nah, you got to take the whole kid.
Don't hit me up in June talking about you going to Vegas, nigga. I need somebody to watch your kids, nigga. Some shit. Nah, bro. I can't do it, fam.
Be like, nigga, I told you I was going to be back on the weekend of December, not next weekend, nigga.
Nah, bro, I'm out of here, bro. I'm sick, bro. I can't do it. Hell nah. Nigga's happy as hell. Them taxes coming around the corner, though.
Nigga, Lord knows, nigga didn't pay his dues, for sure.
You gotta put that shit in early fucking with the government. That bitch might be shut down before they get your money back, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, trust and believe, my shit was in ASAPy. Soon as that bitch opened.
You got your shit in there the day open, nigga. What, that shit open the 28th, the IRS?
Like, and I don't think it's no coincidence that the government just opened up the same day that the IRS opened up. That ain't no coincidence, nigga.
Oh, yeah. No, you know it. Yeah, they had to get that money processed, bro.
Yeah, they went. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me. I'm tripping. I'm speed. You know, it's your AP, like I said, number one. I moved up from number two. Now I'm number one wash niggas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I moved up in the AP poll, and I sparked this spliff, you know. And we're gonna get this going. But hold on.
Okay. What's the flavor sponsored by this week, my brother?
Yeah.
How you doing, Sam? What's going on with you?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm great, but I will answer your question. This is sponsored by Mario Kart, Jeremy.
Mario Kart.
I did very personal. Why should I tell you, Jerry? Like, is that a shot, my nigga? What the fuck?
No, I didn't. I was just saying, because I was looking at it as I smoked, so I was just like, because he didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
It's Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Wow, I don't think I ever heard no shit like that before.
What is it, babe? What is it called? What he said? It was Mario Kart what? Blind OG, what?
Oh, these niggas got all types of nicknames for that shit.
Yeah, it was, I don't know.
Hey, I'm gonna be 100 with you. It's some crazy ass strings. And I just seen somebody was smoking some shit called guava cake. Like, first off, I didn't even know the flavor of guava.
Yeah. Guava is a meat rat, bro.
Hey, let me tell you, wait a minute. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I want to. McDonald's had this holiday pie. You know, this shit, your favorite fat girl. So, yeah, I want to tell y'all a story.
Holla at me.
They had this fucking guava and cream cheese pie. What? It was a holiday pie.
When was this? This last year?
Yes, just this. Actually, somebody, I didn't go
with
it, but when I had it, it was marvelous. Like, I didn't even know they sold that shit.
Hey,
and I was like, this shit is spectacular.
Is number one crack house. Sometimes they let go of that butter for the holiday season, you know what I'm
Hell
saying?
Yeah.
They got to sprinkle that Puerto Rico on you real quick.
Got to hit you with that sauce. They know what they're doing. They're going to hit you with some shit you can't resist. They was rocking with that nasty-ass McRib. I don't know how they kept bringing that back. But
then they be like, McDonald's low-key might have a hand slick on the culture, bro, because you see they came out with that Rick and Morty sauce one time.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Be like, fuck it. Y'all fucking with us? Here, I got you. I
hit them with the Saskatchewan sauce.
They had a Rick and Morty sauce?
Yeah.
All right, so listen. Sam, on one of the episodes, JP is the one that put me on Rick and Morty in the first place. Shout out to you for that.
Rick and Morty is the shit.
I've been in and out through the wormhole. I'm all the way caught up and well-versed. So anyway, it's the episode. I don't even know which season it is. But Rick is really tripping off of this McDonald's sauce, like Szechuan sauce or some shit.
I think it's Szechuan or something like that. Yeah, Szechuan.
What happened is it came out during the Mulan promo run, one of the Mulan movies, and it was like they sauce. They had their own little sauce, and he made reference to it. And of course, McDonald's, being who they are, they came out with the sauce. So people, of course, hype beasts and shit, went and bought the sauce up just to collect it and resell it, all type of stupid shit. But yeah, it's really a low-key written Rick and Morty sauce now. They just kind of jacked the sauce.
Hell yeah, they come out with that shit like once every other year, some random shit. It just be random, they'll drop that shit.
Hey, but nobody never paid attention to it until this nigga Rick, they said it in Rick and Morty, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it became a thing. Other than that, like, niggas, I never heard. They never even do a commercial for that shit.
Yeah, I gotta try that shit. It's only once every while. I gotta try that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And now it's gonna be even more exclusive. It's like McDonald's got their own Jordan out or some shit.
True that, because you know they're gonna be on that shit every time it drops, nigga. One tweet, nigga, is gonna set the whole world on fire.
That's exactly what they did, too. A tweet. Like, fuck it. We're gonna re-release this shit.
That's wild. Shit. What's been going on? What y'all do over the weekend? Y'all get anything fun over the weekend? Anybody? No? It was raining all down here. Yeah. I ain't do shit but stay in the house and watch TV.
Nah, it was super cold and rainy. Shout out to the this episode needs to be sponsored by Gucci Man, because it is burr all through the motherfucking country. Like,
everywhere.
Burr. Everywhere. We the only green state. We the only green state in the whole, not even Cali.
Yeah, it's snow. My dad sent me a video the other day in Detroit. That boy, it's like 2 feet of snow. Just, he couldn't even get out the house. He's like, I've been in the house for 3 days. I don't plan on going nowhere.
I knew it was cold. Matter of fact, speaking of this weekend, I knew it was cold because it was damn near freezing rain. Like, it was super cold rain. Like, yeah, it's definitely going down up north.
You, Sam, you was chilling this weekend?
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Actually, John and I, we went to the parents' house. I think that was like Saturday.
Yo.
And I made some tacos. And
can't go wrong with tacos. It's always a setback.
Exactly.
You really can't. If anything, you know what my issue is when it's taco night? It's eating too many where I'm that uncomfortable for. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You don't see your limit till it's too late.
I should have ate that last taco, bitch.
Bro. You got to have the tacos, bro, on deck. Every Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday at my spot, nigga.
Every Tuesday.
They know me at Tijuana. As soon as I call, they be like, hey, Jeremy, same order? I be like, yeah, you know what it is. Ashley, get that shit together. I need that shit ready 10 minutes.
Nigga, you know, you don't even got to be in it. You know they voice now.
Shout out to Ashley at Tijuana Flats.
Yeah, out here getting it in. She know what it is. I be like, yo, chop, chop, get it together.
Yeah. I need that burrito and make it
wet. I need it. Super cheesy. I need all of it.
I need that.
They be giving me the big cup now. You know, you get the little side drink when you go Taco Tuesday, a little meal. They be giving the nigga a large cup. Now I'll be like, all right, yeah, okay, I see what it is. I'm trying no shit, Ashley. You might get cut, but I'll get lucky.
Dad gave you the card yet?
What? Nigga, I'm supposed to have a card? Hell no. What's going on? Like one of them hole punch cards? Like, you did 6 meals, you get the 7-1 free type shit?
You definitely should. You were, and then the way you going.
Oh, see, look.
As soon as you go in there, you got to be like, where the man
smack that nigga on. I've been getting bamboozled for 6 months, dog. What you mean?
Bro, listen, these niggas give me my burrito, right? Then they drop my motherfucking chips, nigga. That's how fresh my chips be. I don't want nothing that been out for more than 30 seconds.
Hey, them chips.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Man, there it is.
That Cricket Wireless. Ain't that commercial? It'd be like, hi, bye.
Oh, shit. Y'all can't hear me?
There you go. That's how you know. That's how you know right there.
Hi, bye. We can hear you now, bro. I don't know where you went. But, yeah, they supposed to be giving me a...
Y'all better stop dissing Verizon.
My Verizon straight. I don't know what's going on with your shit. But, bro, they got to get it together, bro. They supposed to be giving me a little hole punch card. I'm about to go back in there and have to cause some real drama. I'm about to have to put some gum in Ashley's hair. She think this shit is a game. You out here. I'm missing out on free meals, bro. That's not what's up. That's not the move, dog.
Ashley, we taking our shout out back.
You got to. Yeah. Now that I'm supposed to be getting like a little hole punch, yeah, I'm going to have to pull up on next Tuesday. We're going to see what's – if I remember, I'm going to give y'all a status report next Tuesday, because that's just ridiculous. Dang, that's not
– I say – best taco spot in your area. I say hands down is always gonna be a sloppy taco.
Okay. I see where you went there. What about Gringo's? Like Gringo's downtown? They got some dope tacos.
I actually have not had Gringo's
how
yet.
How did you not?
Gringo's is official.
Yeah, it's official. How you ain't? What you doing with your life?
And don't they stay open till like 3?
I think stay open. Yeah, they stay open for probably longer than that. I done went there at some wild times. But yeah, it's definitely. Yeah,
that's the ultimate.
Yeah, downtown Orlando, you got to get right, Sam. You got to go down there just for the culture one time.
Oh, no, I love going down there for the culture. Coons and culture. It's my favorite thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, and get the tacos.
Oh, the
yeah, get the tacos. Fuck the bullshit.
just for the tacos. We need you safe. We don't need you around no coons. Those niggas be wilding, bro. Even though most of the white dudes been wilding in the news lately. Y'all heard about the people in Houston that got shot up and wilding, and a dude, little white dude, went in the bank.
Sebring, Florida, nigga. Fuck Houston and Sebring. They shot the bank.
Yeah, I just finished saying that. He walked in the bank, killed the 5 ladies, and then some couple shot up another store. It's like, shit is wild. And they all white people. It's just ridiculous.
How many years, JP, I've been telling
you? It's fucking terrorists. They're fucking terrorists. Yeah. That's why. And I'm half white.
You're right, Sam. They terrorists. And you're right, Pell. I do need to get strapped up. I don't currently own a gun. And see, I was sitting here talking to
him. Yes, you do. Yes, he does.
I just want somebody to run up. You know, I think shit is sweet. But yeah, I was talking about about this other day. It's like, and this leads me to my one of the topics I was talking about. How to I don't know. It's real.
Hold on. Whoa. Just to clarify, he has a gun and he is legally registered to carry said gun. We don't want any
misconceptions.
Misinterpretation. Exactly.
No. See, this is what we can talk about this then, because I'm very well versed on the gun laws and permits. There is no official database for gun of concealed weapons holders, so you don't have to announce that. You just got to present your card. So niggas, they can't even run up on you and ask that. You got to present it until
you got to present it.
So what it is. If you have it on your person. Then, of course, if you interacted with the police, you obligate to tell them that you have it on your person. But other than that, they can't look that up. They can't, you know what I'm saying? They ask you, it's none of their biz, especially if you in within your right. Like, nah, that ain't nothing you got to volunteer unless you are in a police interaction. So, fuck y'all. Holla at us. We got it.
I'm sure he probably said a lot of profound shit in that whole statement. And we do apologize, you know, that Pale has a Cricket wireless phone, but I'm sure it was great.
I'm still breaking up.
A little bit, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was thinking about that just with having a gun, because the dude Jesse from Empire, how they ran up on him, the dude with the MAGA hats, I don't know who it was. They said there's a couple of them. I'm just thinking, like, how would that situation have turned out if he had pulled the strap? You know what I'm saying? And got the dumping on them. Like, how would that play? Because he was in Chicago, they said, when it happened. It's supposed to be like a hate crime. I'm like, if he'd have had the strap, like, that situation would have been totally different, and it'd have been all, they probably would have took it on the news as well, like, you know, on some sideways shit.
Fuck this. Wasn't he on set?
I don't think he was on set. They said, let me read it again. It looks like he said he was in some type of subway or something like that. And like they just,
if you could read it, because I actually wasn't able to look at the link. It wasn't like active or something, so I'm not really sure. So if you can, I still haven't really heard exactly what has happened. So this would be my first time hearing it.
I'm trying to go through I'm going through the timeline right now on TMZ that they just Empire issued a statement, but he was attacked by 2 men who beat him up. And they had, this is MAGA country, that's what they was yelling. And apparently they had a ski mask on and everything. He had a fractured rib. Yeah, then they put a rope around his neck and poured bleach on him. So it's like they was out, hunting for this nigga. Maybe not him specifically, but they definitely was out on the look. Because who just got ski mask and bleach on deck like that?
What would we think that the color of these people are, like, we know that it's in Chicago, but does that sound like something Chicagoans do?
Nah, I'm gonna be definitely honest, some white people. If you're talking about MAGA, this is a MAGA country, right? Definitely white.
right.
Yeah, he was at a subway at 2 a.m. Yeah. So it's like, are they following that nigga? Did they follow him in there, or was they just already driving around the streets looking for him, looking for any type of trouble? Like, who just got ski mask bleach on deck? Like, come on, son. What are we doing here? What's going on? How have we been in humanity for this long and this many years, and people still upset that it's gay people in the country? Like, come on. This is ridiculous.
I mean, but not only that, though, it does make you kind of pose the question, like you said, what, how? Like, how did you know that it was going to be a gay person in Subway? Were you following him? Like, why would you just say, hey, like, if we're going to see him, we're going to get this bleep? Like, what mm-hmm. would have made you even think that he would have been, you know, have been in that area? Something don't sound right with that. Like, that it's, doesn't even make sense.
It's very weird. I'm super confused. It came up, and I'm just like, so was they just looking for somebody to fuck up that night? Right. They were just on one, like, whoever we catch slipping. And it's like, I know they wasn't looking for him, like, the whole time, because that's a little weird, you know what I mean, for somebody. It's possible though to get stalked, I guess, in this day and age, but
and I guess that's what I'm saying, like, who the fuck, like, how did you know this man was at Subway? Like, was he tweeting when he was, like, how right. did you track this man? So was it an inside job? Did somebody, like, in his camp, inner yeah. circle have an issue with him, for real, for real? Like, it's just so many questions that I have myself, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah
Hell, I don't know. What you think?
I think it's it's really scary, man.
Yeah, you still going out, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And y'all crystal clear.
Yeah, but go ahead. You say you think it's what?
It's just scary, man. It really is, you know, what people are capable of. And you try to just think that you can be positive and love, but you get in the face of tyranny. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do with that? You know, so it's a scary whole little thought.
You gotta have a strap, dog. He gotta be strapped up.
Got
that's
to.
It. You if you're gonna to. Be out 2 a.m. in Chicago, anywhere, like, I was thinking, like, if he wasn't a celebrity, it may or may not have happened. But since he is a celebrity, he gotta be strapped up. I feel like he gotta have something to protect himself, not just because he's gay. Obviously, that's another layer to it, but just from the sense you out at 2 a.m. by yourself, wandering around, and you worth the bag. Somebody might kidnap your ass. You know what I'm saying?
I would say he could afford security.
I mean, as an actor, though, like, come on, son. Like, it's not too many actors out here with
you got security. You're a public figure.
Security, public bro. Figure. You everywhere you go at all times, that's almost impossible.
Not everywhere you go, but maybe 2 a.m. in Chicago. You know
but so
definitely
you,
two. Okay, definitely
so,
2 a.m. in Chicago.
Wait a minute. So you telling me if I'm in Chicago chilling, and I'm at a high-rise downtown, and it's 2 a.m., and I'm hungry because I got the munchies. You telling me I can't just go to the store and go to Subway? I got to get my security?
No. But I feel like we're but to you it's LeBron, but to him, like, to somebody that's Jesse though.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, just keep the strap then. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't get security.
But LeBron wouldn't just be like, "Hey, I'm gonna go get my strap and walk outside, guys." That's not how that would work.
Well,
like,
I mean, I understand that it's LeBron. I feel like I don't know. Maybe it's levels. I'm looking at it.
I mean, you are. Yeah, it is levels, and I definitely understand it. But I mean, I don't feel like anybody should have to feel like, "Damn, I can't go outside," regardless of who they are. Mm-hmm. But it does take it to another level when you are a celebrity and you're trying to, you know, interact with outside. I think it's just at 2 a.m. in Chicago. First of all, those two don't even make sense to me because I'm not nowhere in Chicago at 2 a.m. Like,
yeah.
That I feel, you know what I'm saying, is like going to endanger me. So I feel like it's.
Mm-hmm.
Something deeper than just, you know what I mean, like, because like you said, it doesn't make sense. Anywhere else you go by yourself, you know, you out anywhere else, how did they know that it was that Subway that you were gonna go, you know what I mean? Why would they have known that? Like, were they following you from like a location and they was like, "Oh, here he is, a gay, let's go," and and they stay with you that whole time? Like, I have questions. Like, I'm not saying it was intentional or you know, he knew or anything like that. I'm inquiring on the specifics of the whole situation, because to me it doesn't make sense. Like, then these two people just beat you up and drop you off? What?
Yeah, they left him on the corner type shit, yeah. I don't know. Like, he got out the hospital. He seemed he all right for the most part. But go ahead.
No, I don't know. Like, he'd I said,
all right. Niggas get beat up every day.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. But I guess like Pell said, like, you are an actor, and it's 2 a.m. in Chicago. Why are you even out? Like,
the nigga was hungry.
You need to send somebody to do that.
Yeah, like, you can at least, I mean, it's 2 a.m. in Chicago. Like, Chicago.
I mean, all places in Chicago ain't bad. I'm assuming he was in a decent neighborhood, the type of person he is. I'm assuming he not.
Yeah, it can happen.
I know it can, you know, and saying? that's what happened. But I'm gonna assume he wasn't, like, you know, in the hood or on the wrong corner. Like, I'm assuming they was, like you were saying, Sam, I'm assuming they was tracking him or looking for some type of situation to get into, because, like, he don't look like the type of nigga that's gonna be in any type of, you know, situation that warranted for him to have any type of strap or any type of concern. I don't think he would be in those specific areas per se, but I mean, from the general consensus, if it's 2 a.m. you anywhere, like you were saying, you should still be somewhat concerned, or at least have somebody with you if you're not
right.
If you're not finna be strapped up like that. Because I mean, it's still America, regardless of what orientation you claim, somebody's still gonna hate you and might just have a bad day.
Period.
They might need rent money. You don't got nothing but a ring on, and they gonna come and take your life.
But I will say this, though, to that whole defense, you know, maybe maybe it was just a random hate crime. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe they didn't mean maggots, because if you really think about it, white people call you a maggot. Like, if you think about people who are in the army, you know what I'm saying? They're not calling you like a gay person. They're just saying like you're a maggot, like you're scum. So maybe they thought he, because of his nationality, that's why they said this is America. Or, right, that's what they said. Whatever they said.
Yeah, MAGA country, like this, make America great again country type shit.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so he didn't say maggot. He said MAGA. It wasn't maggot.
Oh, MAGA. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, this is some white people hate crime shit. Like, this is a hate crime, but not because he was gay, because he was Black.
Yeah.
It could have been everything. We don't know. Yeah. We can't pigeonhole.
You're right.
We can't pigeonhole the fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know what their motive was.
Wow.
We just gotta react and prevent that from happening to us. And with him definitely being a celebrity and somebody and could be an asset to somebody, he definitely would need to protect the bag. And he was the bag. You gotta always protect the bag.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, like, at this point, if you're a trans person, you're a gay person, or, you know, you lesbian, whatever. So it's like, are we supposed to just always keep a weapon on us? Is that what we basically counted? Obviously we got the right to bear arms, so obviously we can. But I'm just saying, in general, like, is that something that we just start telling people, or that should be assumed the norm?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that that should be anything that we, like Pell said, we should tell anybody, because who are we? You know, and I feel like if we do push that agenda, I'm not saying not to carry, mm-hmm. because I believe that that is your right as an American. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you choose to do, that's what you do. But I also feel like I don't want to push the agenda to carry, because people do have quick tempers where they pull that gun out and then that goes a whole different way and the situation could have been avoided.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody should not carry a gun. Everybody,
man,
you know.
That's what I said. Like, I can only speak for myself and I got mine. So you're right. I ain't gonna push the agenda, and that's what I'm saying. Cause people can't handle that. But I definitely got mine for people that got it and can't handle it. So
that's
the message I put.
That's the realest shit. I mean, like you said, you got yours because people can't handle it. But it's like, I don't want to be the person that can't handle it, because, you know, if you know yourself and you know who you are as a person, like. Or you don't know what you would do in a situation where somebody approaches you. You don't know what that person got. So I just feel like it's like you don't know anymore. And that's just the fucked up society we live in, where you just don't know anymore.
So, yeah. So that's tough. Go ahead, bro. Yeah. What was you finna say?
So the consensus is stay ready. So you ain't got to get ready because you don't know. And the fact that it's a possibility, I think you should be, you know what I'm saying? You should be prepared for any option, but.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You gotta stay ready, bro. That's wild.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
So what else going on?
These Rolling Loud, man. Y'all trying to go to Rolling Loud? What's cracking?
I've always wanted to go to
May 10th,
Miami
12th.
Miami.
Yep. Miami. But you know what though?
Again?
Go ahead.
We'll say that again.
The 10th through the 12th May, Miami Gardens. Hard Rock Stadium.
My son's birthday on the 10th.
Damn, that's trash, because that's the best day to go.
So if we can... Oh, that is the best day
to go? Yeah, because, I mean, I'm looking at the thing. Nah, I'll put it in the chat. But it's not really, like, all the other days, like, it's kind of...
We ain't gonna be fucking with a lot of niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's not really.
No, I was looking at it because I wanna. I was talking to somebody else about wanting to go to Rolling Loud, so I know the lineup, and yeah, I definitely agree.
But it don't have. the only thing though, they're only doing 3-day passes. Yeah.
Okay. Is that just me that hear that lag? Did you hear the lag?
No, I didn't hear it.
It was kind of like you lagged when you was talking.
Oh, okay.
I did, but I think it's just because you sent that link at that like at that same time. True. I got that text.
True. Yep. Probably so.
Yep. You know what it probably was with me. I'm actually
doing shit on your phone.
Shut up. Yep. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, that first day is lit.
Close them apps out, nigga.
But yeah, you're right. I'm doing. I don't want to.
Yeah,
do
that
it.
First.
I'm gonna do it while I ain't talking.
Yeah, that, give me the line. First day. Listen. You got Migos, which is a Friday. You got Migos, Cardi B, Ray Shurmur, Rick Ross, YG, Juice WRLD, Lil Yachty, Trippie Redd, Rich the Kid, Boogie with the Hoodie, and let's say City Girls. Lil Durk, and then you kind of start young and May. You start skipping around.
Them all the niggas that's gonna be opening up during the daytime. That's when the light out. It's gonna be daytime.
The rest of these niggas, you know, Fresher, Tokyo
Gold
Jets.
Gold Link.
Yeah, with Gold Link,
nice. I like those.
But so that's really it. And then so Saturday.
I don't know these other people.
That's what I'm saying. You got Travis Scott.
Oh, but no, my favorite coon is there on Saturday.
Who's that? Young Thug,
Kodak.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So Saturday headlining, you got.
What is this coon thing? Where is he? Where are you getting this coon thing
I'm
from?
Sorry.
What is that?
I'm so sorry. I know that it's probably offensive, but I
want you to explain it. That's why I'm like, what's your basis on your favorite coon? I'm like, we can't just use speed right now. Like, you got to give us some context with that, my nigga. You're like,
he keeps throwing out the C word.
I love Kodak. Like he is like my favorite. Like he's my favorite. Like fool. Like when I say coon, it's just like a fool. Like I don't mean it. Mm-hmm. I guess I shouldn't say it. But you know how you say nigga? Like it's the same thing. But it's like in house. You know, it's that shit that you ain't supposed to say.
Yeah. I got you. I hear you.
So yeah, that was it. That's just the context behind it. But like I love Kodak Black. Like that is my guy. Like.
Kodak. So the headline is Saturday, you got Travis Scott, and then Lil Wayne, 21 Savage, Kodak, Young Thug, Lil Baby, Gunna, Sheck West, J.I.D. or Jid, however you say his name, Soldier Boy, nice. Chief Keef, Lil Mousy, Shawty.
Oh, that's the day. We going to see Big
Blueface. That's it. That was it.
Big Draco. Blueface, baby, and Tatiana. We might have to hit Saturday. Listen, this is the thing, though. So maybe I'm thinking I can ride out because it's only a 3-hour, or we can hop on a little plane and that's like 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And just shoot straight over there. And I'm pretty sure the show is rocking on until
so
I'll catch some.
Oh,
yeah,
that's we gotta be there Sunday too, bro. Come on,
because Sunday
we cannot miss. No, like there's no way. You got Gucci Mane. You got fucking Kevin Gates. You got DMX. You got Wiz Khalifa and Currency.
Yeah.
You got Joy Badass. You got Flatbush Zombies. You got Denzel.
I could skip Saturday.
No way.
I could go without Saturday. I would like to see.
No, because you got a little baby Saturday.
No, I have to go Saturday because
we
Kodak
gonna see
left.
Kodak.
Exactly. 21
You know they're going to be on hella late.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So we're going to be rocking. We could just catch the vibe. I'll probably 9 times meet y'all out there.
I think
Friday.
We should make this a big ass
you know
thing.
Saying? And then listen, I say we call off Monday and we record a podcast.
I hear you.
Because we're going to be there Sunday night. So wake up and record the podcast.
Yeah.
I think that we should present this to a group of people so we can get a real cheap rate on the hotel. That's what I think. I'm just saying.
Right.
Or
I like
Airbnb.
The way your head thinking. Something like, yeah,
you
I, like
know
the way
what I'm
you,
saying,
I like the way
you know?
You're going. We definitely, but yeah, I was looking at that the other day. Like, they only do 3-day passes. They do the general admission for $405 and 3-day VIP for $850, and that includes you know everything. So, right,
that's $850 a pop.
You still breaking up, bro? I can't hear you. I don't know what you're doing over there. You're doing the most.
Damn.
That's what I do know you're doing.
I ain't doing nothing. But everything closed. I said that's $850 a pop
for a VIP. But if you want general admission, it's $405.
Yeah, I just like a regular 405 package.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a stand all day situation.
So that'll be, gotta be ready. That'll be 800 of us.
If you bring in somebody else, I don't know where you at, but your shit's still going in and out.
That's crazy. I'm all the way.
Yeah.
I'm good. I can't do nothing.
But yeah, so that's definitely that. What's going on? What happened? I want to say this. Today was the 29th of January. Harriet Tubman was born. Shout out to the OG. We appreciate you. That's a good round of applause. She's going to be on a $20 bill. I don't know when that's supposed to drop. I think 2020 is when it's supposed to start printing them boys out and start sending them out.
Yeah.
You know, you heard about the white dude that said, why she not smiling on the $20 bill? You know what I'm saying? Like, what, nigga? Like, you know what kind of shit she been through? Why the fuck is she?
Right.
Did she smile on any of
No, nigga.
No.
Hell
she
no.
Was a, like, she was leading slaves through fucking underground tunnels. She didn't have time to smile.
Hell nah. Which reason
you not gonna catch her.
Nah, bro. And so when I'm talking about it, Amanda Seals, she had she got a stand-up on HBO, which is pretty dope. Y'all should check out if y'all get a chance. And she had a joke on there by Harriet Tubman. She was funny as hell. But she not finna be smiling. She was out on some gangster shit out there, you know what I'm saying? Moving with the real workers and shit, getting out there making shit shake, and them niggas talking about she need to be smiling because she's a woman type shit. You know the old white man always gonna try and throw his influence in where he can. For real. And it was while I'm on Charlie Wilson also was born today. So we got some legends born on the 29th. Which is some real shit. And Suge Knight also caught a body on the 29th. And so it's not a very good day for that nigga a couple years ago. Oh, but anyway.
Man. I don't think he got no more good days.
No, it's a wrap for him. It's definitely over for the homie.
Shout out to the feds that's listening to y'all niggas.
Big facts.
My shit up
big
right
facts.
Now. Y'all been hating on me all my life. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. They
I don't appreciate it.
Them niggas is on. You know how we was talking earlier, Pell, with the whole mention anything on in your phone. It's going to pop up on Instagram or Facebook.
Y'all was having that same conversation, too. Yo, what the fuck? We was just
that shit is wild. Speak on it. Speak on it.
Yo,
that shit is listen. Wild.
Look, yo, this has been the topic of my life for no lie, like the last 4 or 5 days, because the shit is so crazy to me. And then I turn around and I look today and they're talking about this iPhone shit. And I said, the craziest thing is we was just talking about this, like this literal fucking thing. We were just talking about like how, you know, this shit is happening and people are like getting hacked and all types of wild shit is happening and AIs is coming and we ain't got enough honeybees to sustain us but a few more years. But niggas not woke though. That's the problem. People are not thinking about the big picture. I'm sorry, this went on a tangent.
You think they gonna start cloning the honeybees though?
I'm sure they already have.
Yep.
Come on.
They gonna have clone killer honeybees. Some niggas gonna be killer.
Oh
killer
yeah, honeybees. That's an episode off of Black Mirror. They had the bees going through killing everybody once they reproduce them. But Pell, we was talking about this earlier, how they got our fingerprint, our face scan from Snapchat.
Bruh.
They got they already listened to us all to get our voice, record our voice. They just gonna start reprinting niggas. It's gonna be a whole damn bot war in a minute.
See, that's why I'm about to start. I'm in the gym right now because I'm gonna get a clone me these hands, nigga. He ain't gonna be.
I don't know. He gonna be in better shape, my nigga. That's what he gonna be in better shape. You
see what I'm saying? That's what's not gonna happen. Because the only nigga that did it better was a motherfucking name Never.
Yeah.
We're once again, audience. We're pretty sure that last comment was great. Unfortunately, you guys have not donated to the fucking.
Right.
Not have Cricket Wireless fun.
We got to get this nigga for your birthday. We showing out for you, bro. We gonna show out and get you a whole whole new phone system.
A whole
system.
Galaxy 2.
Matter of fact, we're gonna get you a wired phone, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you don't got no connection issues. You know what I'm saying? Niggas probably got too much Bluetooth and shit going on. We're gonna go ahead and get you that old VTech wired phone with the voice changer on that boy. That was the original auto tune.
Hey, y'all eat meat. I hope y'all hear that. Let that come through.
Well,
should be
that's
wild.
Not offensive to me, so.
Right. She ain't got no problem. Hey, that's funny, Phil. We've been saying that shit since, like, middle school, nigga. That's the first time that shit ever kind of backfired. Like, just
she didn't crack the code. Her kung fu different. She like, and nigga? Okay.
Yeah, right.
That was an extra normal ass thing.
Are you gonna offend me?
Okay, that was directed towards you, you bitch ass bitch. You got the ITT tech to fix this shit. You nigga.
Hey, as soon as you start paying me, nigga, then as an independent contractor, we can see what's up with your cheap ass shit going on, nigga. But until I see that Cash App light up, nigga, I can't see that notification on that Cash App, nigga.
He probably can't even get Cash App on that shit.
Oh, damn. This shit not even going through. She's saying your internet so bad, your shit stopped halfway through sending, but take your money out anyway. Like, damn.
What, my internet is cool, Sam? My internet is cool?
Absolutely, huh? The fuck it is. You got that cool ass internet.
I'm going to send you a telegram then. They're going to knock on the door with the suit on and everything. It's going to be like, is this Sam? Fuck you, nigga.
Jeremy, shit, what'd he say?
I don't know. That shit is wild, bro. I'll maybe try disconnecting and reconnecting. I don't know, bro. That shit is wild. That nigga out here.
How you talking shit? How you talking shit and you can't even do it properly? Like,
that shit is sad. It's like a little kid stuttering trying to get his words across.
This some bullshit.
Oh, hey. Nigga, back in effect.
He came back with the strength of the fucking Black Panther. Okay, right, calm down, nigga, friend.
I'm clear. Am I clear, huh?
I mean, you sounded solid right now, bro. I don't know if that's gonna last though, but you know.
That's crazy, man. I don't know what to do. This shit, iPhone is failing. Yo,
these niggas got all these bugs. Especially see what's going on, bro. Even with the FaceTime bug, I think we got the game fucked up. Oh, I figured out how to do that shit, pal. What you you supposed to, when you call somebody, like, it's supposed to be
you gotta call yourself, right?
Nah, you still call the other person, but it's supposed to turn on your if your phone is like locked or whatever or closed, it's supposed to turn on the microphone. So if I was talking, then you would have heard me. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't talking. That's what it says. And it's for the group FaceTime as well. So they had closed down. They don't allow you to do group FaceTime right now. They're going to try and release a bug fix later on, probably in a week or something like that. But yeah, it was definitely, and it was the 14-year-old kid that figured that shit out. I was reading CNN the other day. As a 14-year-old kid, he figured out that when you try and group chat or certain people, you can hear them talking before they even pick up the phone. You can see them.
I'm scared.
It's wild, bro.
I think it's every time I say some fly shit, it cut me out. I'm scared.
Yeah, it is almost basically every time. But I think it's about that time, Pell. Like you said, time to go back to Android, dog. These niggas wilding over here, bro.
I'm gonna send you Morse code. This podcast, I'm gonna send this bitch in Morse code.
Yeah, we just gonna chop it up. We're gonna send it to y'all niggas in the braille. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my niggas in the blind, situation. It's gonna help y'all out.
I'm going to Galaxy, bro.
Oh, shit.
Fuck out of here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, did Sam, you listen to Tory Lanez bars against Donald Trump?
I have not, because, you know, the last time I listened to Tory Lanez, he was in the car rapping. I don't like him. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I'm unable to tune my ears into his bullshit. You know, I'd rather listen to Soulja Boy.
I wasn't expecting you to go that
Big
deep.
Drake, though.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was bringing it up because he threw
much respect to everybody so far.
Yeah, because Tory Lanez had threw some bars at Don Q, which is a Brooklyn rapper. He got bars, but I listened to Don Q song. You listen to Don Q response spell?
Down had the best response.
Yeah, she probably did, because Don Q's was just out of 10, it was like a 6.5. The shit really wasn't that hot. Tory's was better than me as far as towards Don Q, but yeah, Dream Doll came in and shut the game down. Like, she was going hard as hell on little dude. But I'm talking about, he had a wig on and all that shit. But yeah, it was pretty.
So
was pretty
who was this rap beef with?
It's
everybody.
Yeah, Tory Lanez kind of going at everybody because he already rapped with Joyner Lucas. He said he was gonna go at everybody in Dreamville before he get to J. Cole.
Yeah, I did. That's not what he wants to do.
That's
what
he said. Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
I actually, the one I listened to was the one at him going at what did you just say?
Don Q.
No,
Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we turned it off early. We didn't even get through the whole thing. It was a bunch. To me, I don't know. I just I don't understand him. So I just feel like I just don't get why he's doing this. Like,
well, I mean, he kind of trying to prove a point that these rapping ass niggas, you know, he can hang with them. He can hang with them, in my opinion.
I said they wouldn't pay attention to him any other way.
Oh, yeah, nah, true,
he
true.
Wouldn't do this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, because ain't nobody really checking for him lyrically. Like, he makes some solid songs, though. I like that Talk To Me song. That shit is kind of, that should be right.
I do. No, I won't lie. Yeah.
Stick to that singing.
Yeah.
Keep making songs.
But fuck it, nigga. Come with the bars. Why can't he come with the bars? Fuck it.
Nobody's talking that shit.
But no, nobody. You know why? And see, this is why I care. Because niggas is pussy and they scared to go at niggas. So I would commend him for at least going at niggas next. Like, I'm an R&B nigga and I can rap with all y'all niggas. And so he catching niggas like Jordan Lucas and Don Q. Like, niggas is throwing out some little jabs and he just coming back with whole tracks. I respect that. Now, if y'all niggas listen to it or not, that's completely debatable. But I respect his initiative to go at niggas next. And if he talking about going at J. Cole, I would love to see that shit. Because J. Cole ain't winning nobody.
Yeah,
he's good. I like Tory Lanez. I came from. I like this album, but this move is just like, it's unnecessary to me. But
yeah,
I respect it. I can't say I don't respect it. You know.
See, and I think to me, I don't respect it because I just don't understand. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I mean, if because you just want to be a rapper, artist. Just be a rapper.
I mean, but the thing is, he want to be competitive. I can't stop him from that. But that I can respectively say, it's not necessary for me because I like you as an artist. You know what I'm saying? But it's just extra.
Yeah, I think that's my problem. Exactly. I just feel like, what is the point of doing that?
Because he can.
Like, why?
Because he can. And I
mean, he can, but it just doesn't make sense.
Exactly. I might not like it, but I can't be mad at it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, I hear you on that shit.
Somebody got to stop this nigga. Fuck him. He talking too much. Shut him up then.
Shit, you know Don Q was talking that shit like he was about to. Nigga, I'm listening to that track, nigga. I was so disappointed. I'm like, nigga, I'm thinking he finna come with some ooh-wee shit. Because I done heard Don Q spit some nasty-ass bars. And I was listening to that shit like, I think my expectations is what killed it, though. I ain't really, like, you know what I mean, going with low expectations. I was too high. And then I was kind of waiting for some more shit. And then after a while, you know, nigga just kind of just started talking shit after a while. They don't really be rhyming. And I was like, this nigga had about a good minute and 30 on the end of his shit. He was just talking. I'm like, come on, my nigga. This who are you, Birdman? Get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Hit me with the bars, my nigga. I don't want to hear that shit.
Maybe do you think that because Tory Lanez going at everybody, like, they're going to run out of shit to diss? Like, I mean, because you can't really recycle, like,
disses. Bars,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come back like, oh, your head big, and then everybody uses that same exact thing. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's the problem. Maybe they don't really have anything to come at him with. So maybe that is just a challenge for that. So I'm kind of interested. I want him to come.
So do you think that kind of make actually his shit biased because he got new material because he's all new targets for him?
Yeah.
And everybody keep coming at him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I guess that's why I don't really understand the concept, because it's like, you know, the point of you beefing with these people or you dissing these people is so they can come back at you. But when you have the whole damn industry dissing you, I mean, you can only so much can be said about, like, I mean, if you're not doing anything and you don't have a lifestyle that's like this wild ass lifestyle, we can't say, I mean, unless cats are making up stuff like, oh, you fucking training,
I got you. I got you. So
you just gave me an idea. What if all these niggas that did a diss track just came together and made one big ass song against this?
I think that probably would be better, because then it would be no way.
Exactly.
It would be no way. Like, everybody can collectively talk that talk and it'd be like, oh, everybody went at him. You know what I'm saying? And then even if you want to get into like what you're gonna do, because I mean, if you watch like I watch battle rap, you know what I'm saying? So like, I have to ask John sometimes, like, are they serious? And he's like, no, you know, they're actually cool outside of this. It's just that this is what they have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the buildup. Yeah. And I feel like if you're truly going for that lifestyle, then go for that. Just know that when it gets serious, you know, not get serious, but when they start talking guns and what the fuck they gonna do, and it's so many of them repetitively saying the same shit to you, you know, like,
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Them, how you can't, it's just how many people can say the same thing. If you come at, you know, if I'm coming at Jeremy, oh, Jeremy, you know, you got a stupid phone, and then Pell, your shit keep going out, but then I, you know, and then Amina comes behind me, and then Pell, your wife come behind, and we keep saying the same exact shit. It's just like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, what niggas gonna say now? That's different.
Yeah, but it's
I can personally say I'm burnt out on battle rap, to be honest with you. Like, I don't even watch it online no more. I used to watch it. Like, I ain't even...
Yeah, I ain't watching it much either, but that shit still go hard, bro. I still catch a few clips every now and then, nigga. And that shit put a fire in you like nothing else can, my nigga. When you hear some bars, nigga, them type of bars they give you in them battle raps, nigga, something else, dog. That shit'll give you goosebumps, nigga. For real.
My favorite battle rapper is gonna be...
Drum roll. Goods, Conceited, T Rex.
No.
DNA.
No. I don't know. I want to say my favorite. I got to ask. Bae, is my favorite battle rapper Ill Will?
Ill Will. Yeah, he nice.
I just want to make sure, because I get him and the other dude confused. But the one I hate, I cannot stand. What's the one I don't like? Rum Nitty.
Yeah. I don't like Aver. I don't like him. Well, he might be done. I ain't really listened to it in a grip, like, as far as the new battle rappers, but I'm going to have to get back on it, because them niggas be spitting. Them niggas be going real hard with the... Where they be having the madness. I forgot what it's called, Summer Madness or whatever. The bitches be hard. Yeah, them boys be going in. I ain't know you watch that shit, Sam. Okay, I see you on your shit over there.
You
been listening to anything else this week? I ain't listening to too much. Just a whole bunch of random ass songs on Spotify.
Plus.
What? You on your busted baby shit?
Nah. I got drip for sale.
Listen.
I got drip.
That Sada Baby.
I keep forgetting to listen to that shit.
Slap so hard.
Sada Baby from Detroit, for those who don't know.
Bartier Bounty.
That's how you feel?
I ain't fucking with it. You know that. But the music, the album is nice. Project is nice.
So. I'm going to have to check it out. I ain't even listened to it. I've been just listening to a whole bunch of random songs. Because, you know, Spotify, they give you like this Discover Weekly or whatever. So I just be listening to random songs and see who I like. It's been a couple songs that I've come across that's pretty decent. Came across this Jacquees song and some other dude, and I can't remember exactly what it's called. Damn, I just had it. But anyway, it was pretty decent. It's like an R&B song. It's pretty decent.
What was the original version of it?
Nah, it was him and some other dude. I forgot what it was, but yeah, he came out with it. It's pretty decent. But as far as songs and albums, I ain't really been listening to nothing, bro, for real. I've been watching a lot of goddamn TV, though. That's for sure. I've been watching, like I said, that Amanda Seals was popping. I've been watching that True Detective on HBO with
shout out Black Lightning.
Bro, that shit trash, man.
You gotta support it, bro.
Marshala Ali is his name. That's in the True Detective. He definitely dope.
Bro, oh, is that out already?
Yeah, yeah, the second and third episode finna come out. But yeah, I can't rock with the Black Lightning, dog.
Man, just take it for what it is. It's the CW, but it is a good show, bro. I won't say it's like they did better.
This premium cabling and Netflix didn't discard me, bro. I can't go back.
Like,
yeah,
I'm
bro.
With this watered down bullshit. You knock shit off the table. Like, I need violence. Give it to me.
Yeah, I need blood and titties, nigga. Like, I can't just have niggas having an argument and somebody like, you know, slam the door real hard. Like, man, you better go slap that bitch ass nigga. Like,
slow down.
You know what I'm saying? Too much Game of Thrones, bro. Shit like that, bro.
Winter is really here, bitch. Winter here. That's how cold Game of Thrones is. It made winter come for real. The whole country cold, man.
So I guess since you said that, I am going to catch. I'm gonna binge watch that shit. Since you put it like that,
winter's
you just
here.
Gained,
Sam.
Binge
the wall is gone. They blew the wall.
That.
They all blew right, the wall.
No,
back
relax.
Blue.
I'm not even there yet. Relax. you way too far.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You way too far.
Gotta catch up.
You way too far. I gotta catch up. Way too far.
What you in like season two type shit, Sam? Sam, you on like season two?
Not quite.
Early in the game, season one. Yeah, good luck. Yeah. It's gonna take you a while, but it's gonna be worth it. Oh, bang bang. Good luck. Yeah, it's gonna be tough, but you're gonna love it.
Get through it. Yeah, you're gonna have to. Matter of fact, don't even talk about no other show. You need to dedicate yourself to Game of Thrones.
I know John keeps telling me. I mean, like, we have this fucking argument damn near daily. I'm supposed to watch this show.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. You know, they coming out with a prequel to Game of Thrones like 300 years before that actually takes place.
I told you what my hot take on that is. That's where they going to explain all the magic shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hope so, bro. All that shit. Because niggas still don't know what's going on. We're not going to spoil it for you, Sam. I'm going to stop talking before I say something. But anyway,
it's definitely... Don't even go. We can have a whole... The podcast can turn into that called The Winner Is Here, bitch. That's
the winner is here, bitch. Yeah, for real. You gotta catch up before April. You definitely got to catch up.
I will. And then podcast.
You got a solid 2 months.
I got this.
You gotta plan that shit out.
Did she get to the red wedding yet?
No. She ain't nowhere near that. But yeah. Listen, episode a day, span it out, take breaks, you know what I'm saying? Recoup. If you got questions, let me know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to watch that, bro. I'm about to watch that's what I'm about
that
to
That shit was intense, bro. Me and Amina watched that shit all December, my nigga. That shit was amazing.
I'm about to go back and watch the red wedding. I'm about to just all right.
That shit gonna make you mad.
Where we at, man? Let's move on.
Yeah, my bad. Going. Anyway.
What we doing? I think this is actually coming to a nice close here. Yeah. You know, winter is here.
Hey, listen, man. I'm about to get to 1.5. I'm about to shit on y'all with the phones, nigga. I'm about to buy y'all.
You about to get the Gucci case and shit on me?
I'm about to get the 1.5 M's and I'm getting my phone. Watch this, Sam. Watch this, MP. It ain't nothing. Y'all get me right now, so go ahead and get these off.
Oh, when I
come through with the platinums, the processor that's made of vibranium.
That's what it is. Okay. Well, yeah, man. Appreciate y'all, man. I hope I hope you get your life back on track, man. I know you've been having a rough couple of weeks, but I'm praying for you, my brother.
Oh, yeah, we ain't need to talk about
that. We're not
going to
get into that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let that marinate. Sam, I want to give you motivation on your Game of Thrones journey you finna embark upon. You got a long road ahead of you, but I think you can do it. I think you can make it.
Get you a nice sheepskin coat with like the lion's mane collar, you know. Mm-hmm. Just watch it. Yep. You know, get ready.
You got to get you a bottle of red wine too at some point. You just got to drink it for the culture while you're watching the show. As much wine as they drink, you got to have some on deck or you're not a part of the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna make sure. You know, I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna tag both of y'all in it so y'all can see. I'm had a bottle of wine and the chinchilla with the lion head resting upon my shoulder.
Yeah.
My forefather,
like coming to America. I had exactly. The lion left around.
Oh man! One more thing, though. Yep. You already know. Go ahead, P. Phone might cut off on some.
Nah, go ahead. Go ahead. We trust you, bro. You've been holding strong. Listen, go ahead. We got faith in you.
So they talking about remaking a Coming to America, and the original cast members will be a part of it, being Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy.
I don't want it.
They washed Scrolls. They not even washed Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They washed Scrolls. That's how old they are. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I take Eddie with stand up and even good movies at this point, but don't remake that. Like, that's.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm super tight on that.
Make it good.
I think I have faith. I think that, you know,
you
got
to give me Friday first. I'm not trying to see that. Well, Friday needed to come out before coming to America.
They gave you three Fridays, and they got another
like
Bad Boys
Fridays
coming out again. You know?
Exactly.
You're right. Maybe I'm being scared. I apologize. I am getting spoiled because that's a lot. Yeah. You're right. You're right. I'll take that back.
I don't want to come into America, too, for the record.
I don't want that.
This
though.
Is DJ Boo Boy, JP speaking. We don't need that for the culture. We can leave that. We can leave that alone. Yeah. We can leave that where it's at.
I agree.
I'm not retweeting that on Twitter when they announce that. I'm not doing it. Nope. Letting that shit slide through the timeline.
I'm gonna reactivate my Twitter just so I can retweet it.
Well, all right, y'all. Y'all have a good
so
week.
Yeah, we cutting into her Game of Thrones time right
yeah,
now.
Go she's ahead.
Right exactly.
Now. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Game of Thrones time.
All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. We
bye.
Y'all.
Yep.